The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, don't forget, we got a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. Plenty to talk about, including this plea deal from Hunter Biden. We'll get back into that and explain it more in the next hour with our friend Brad Young, 97.1 FM Talk legal analyst with Harris Dahl Fisher and Young. We're going to do a Chiefs preview in about an hour with my friend Alex Gold from 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Super pumped about the NFL season tonight. But first, a visit here with Paul Coletti, who is with the BBC. He is a producer for the NewsHour on the BBC World Service and is in St. Louis. We're going to explain it all. Paul, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you, Mark.
We met via text just a few weeks ago. You reached out via our friend, our mutual friend now, Mark Sutherland, right?
Yeah, Mark is, British. Now, let me get this right. High Consul here in Missouri, is that right?
Yeah, he has a fancy title, that's all I know. But he has been a good friend of my show for many years, and he's gotten involved with a lot of different things locally. And every once in a while, he's our go-to guy, all things UK. Especially if I just want someone with a cool accent to come on. Because sometimes, I'm not going to lie, Paul, sometimes here in America, we just like hearing your accent.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. I'm going to maybe tone it up a wee bit.
But you have a little different, because I was asking you this, you are from Scotland, right?
Correct. Originally from Scotland, lived in London now for a long time, so I have decided that it's better to be understood than speak my native.
So if you go back to your, where are you from in Scotland? Not that I would know.
A place called Bridge of Allen near Stirling, the old ancient capital of Scotland, right in the middle, right
between. But when you go, if you go back home to visit family or something, you go back to London, do you find, because this is what happens here with some dialects and, you know, accents, you go back home where you're from and then you get back with your friends and you kind of sound like where you were born originally.
It goes broad. And especially if I'm out with my old school friends who I haven't seen in ages, it can get quite, and if the beers are flowing, I don't drink anymore, but I kind of go with the flow.
We share that in common, Paul Coletti. Well, why are you here in St. Louis? Welcome. Thank you for coming to our city.
And it's great to be here. I'm a producer with NewsHour, which airs on the BBC World Service, which is the BBC's international network. And our programme, it's an hour-long, hard international news programme. It goes out on about 490 US NPR stations. We're syndicated on them.
But not the damn NPR station here in St. Louis, right?
I believe we don't go out.
What the hell is their problem?
Well, that's why we're here. We're here to show them what we can do. And like a lot of BBC stations, we come to the States a lot. A lot of BBC programs, we come to the States a lot. But I think it's fair to say we give the Midwest a bit of a skip now and again. And so we're here to see things from a different perspective, and that is from the Midwest.
Well, I give you credit for that. And I'm going to say something I'm going to say it sarcastically, but I kind of mean it too. Because you're doing more than the networks here in this country are doing. I was talking to you about this a little bit before the segment. I have long felt, and I'm very serious about this, that why couldn't you have, we used to have news bureaus, they call them. I don't know what they call them overseas. But you could have a news bureau that's in the Midwest, whether it's in St. Louis or in Oklahoma somewhere, maybe down in Kentucky, where you could maybe have a little bit more accurate reporting about the culture and the lifestyle.
You're because telling me Fox, CNN, CBS don't have
Fox,
a bureau.
Fox will come to the Midwest, but no, they don't have a bureau. I mean, they may consider Chicago because they have a station there, but they don't have regular reporting. And I think this is the type of issue that is important with all kinds of different topics, like even climate change. I'm not a big climate change guy, Paul, but I will say this. There's this sense that everybody in the Midwest that has a big SUV or a pickup truck is just doing it because they want to burn gasoline. We have a lifestyle here that requires big flatbed trucks and things like that, big families. We do love our cars. There's no doubt about that. But I love the fact that you're here in St. Louis. When you reached out originally, you wanted to talk to me and you tracked down our friend Jane Duker. Jane's with me every Friday on the Reardon Roundtable. We're going to sit down with you on Sunday somewhere here in St. Louis and have a conversation.
You haven't told me where we're
going. We're
going
to have to pick a spot. Jane, I'm going to let Jane kind of pick the spot because she's living down near the hill now, but we will find a great location and just have a conversation. So you're your interest in Jane and I is to kind of explain the Midwest mentality a little bit.
What does it mean to be a Midwesterner here in the U.S. today, in today's quite divided U.S.? What does it mean? You know, we hear a lot from the coasts. We don't hear so often from this part of the country. So we're going to start with that very broad question, and we'll see where we go.
Yeah, and I have several answers on that. I do think it's an interesting time because things have changed. And, you know, this used to be more what we refer to as a purple state. So we've had Democrat governors over the past, you know, 15, certainly 20 years. We've had Democrats in office that were attorney general in Missouri and other state office holders. But it has really, really turned into, you know, a deep red state politically.
And why did that happen? That's what I want to get into.
And we will dazzle you with our answers. And Jane in particular. Look, Jane saw this from the inside because she was chief of staff for Governor Bob Holden, who was a governor in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. So there has been quite a transformation. I started, you know, really kind of digging into Missouri politics when I went to Mizzou, which was 1983, so the mid-80s. I covered a lot of Missouri politics, and then I was gone for a little while in the late 90s to 2000s. But it is a fascinating state, and obviously different in the city of St. Louis than it would be just a little ways out. You guys are going to Defiance, which I think is awesome, right?
I can't wait. My first rodeo, and I don't know what I'm going to see there.
I'm not, you know, the
obviously
funny thing,
I'm going to see bulls.
A lot of us are not real, even if we're into some of the Midwest culture, I'm not a big rodeo guy. I think I've been to maybe one in my entire life, so you're going to match it by going to this one this weekend.
I can't wait, and we're going to interview Billy Bush, who's a bit of a local legend, I hear. Heir to the Anheuser-Busch.
Right, one of the heirs, right. A little bit of an outlier in the family, but that's one of the reasons we like him.
Okay. Listen, what I wanted to ask you is, when people refer to this part of the country as the flyover states, does that bug you?
No, I take it seriously. And from this perspective, it goes back to what I was just saying about the media, because we feel like we are considered, because we kind of are, a flyover state where people don't think about us very much. And our, you know, the important things to maybe someone in Missouri is not going to match up with someone in Vermont or California or Connecticut. But I do think that we appreciate the differences between different parts of the country. So when I use that term flyover state, I usually talk about how the media ignores us. And then we have this thing in this country, you're probably familiar with it. It's a little controversial even right now, the Electoral College. And we feel
270,
so Trump's not
number.
Right. That is the magic number. Trump's not going to come here unless it's a fundraiser. Like, he may campaign here a little, but we're not going to get J.D. Vance and Trump and
not
Kamala.
Even Vance?
He was here
two
for a fundraiser. No, he was here for a fundraiser. But what I'm saying is, will they come into Missouri to do big campaign events? They won't. They're going to go to Ohio. They're going to go to, well, Pennsylvania. They're going to go to Michigan, Wisconsin. So we're a bit of a flyover state because of that notion, because we're deep red right now. But I don't know that people take that the wrong way. They just get concerned that the rest of the country is not paying attention in the media.
You're not getting the attention from Trump's campaign because you're too red. Solution. You need to start encouraging your listeners to vote Democrat.
Yeah, Jane will love that. I don't think my audience will necessarily appreciate that. But one of the things that you'll find, Paul, and you and I were talking about this before we hit the air here, is that, you know, the Missouri Democrat, not all, but there's a different type of Democrat. There's a different type of Republican in Missouri compared to, you know, the way that the Republicans got the majority in Washington wasn't because of all the seats here in Missouri, which are typically deep red anyway, except for two. It was because you had California Republicans in some very blue districts, you know, that were won by Biden. They were able to win in the midterm. So I always have to tell the audience that there are nuances just in different parts of the country to elected officials as well.
I can't wait to explore those nuances with you on Sunday.
We'll look forward to it. Thank you so much for reaching out. Thanks for stopping by. What have you seen so far in St. Louis? You were down at the Arch, right?
I just came from the Arch to meet you here. I got roasted on those hot streets, but the Arch is very impressive.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Paul thinks it's hot here right now. He's unaware of what real heat is.
I'm from Scotland.
Yeah. Do you even have air conditioning there?
In Scotland, hardly.
Yeah.
Nah, none of the buildings will have it.
Well, you'll survive. We'll pray for your soul, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thanks to the BBC for coming in and saying hi to us, and we'll see you on Sunday.
It's a pleasure.
I mean, it's a little sticky, but it's not like we usually experience, right, Sue Thomas?
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, we remember when this was happening, even with the Olympics, the temperatures in the 80s kind of freaked him out in Paris. So, different strokes and all, right? 437.
Get more at 971talk.com.